This is in Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is volume 4. This is 1026. And Baruch Hashem, this is the 25th day of Iyar in Tavshin Yud Aleph. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Shlomo Zalman Hecht, or Avagoyen Shlomo Zalman Shichya Hecht. Please and blessings. The Rebbe never writes the last name in the letter. I mean, I take this from the bottom. They put the footnote. Sometimes they know, but we don't know. The Rebbe just always addresses it by the first name. The Rebbe says that I received the special note, the Pidyon Nefesh, for Mr. So-and-so. Doesn't say the name. And for sure, he took along with him his tefillin and also gave him the message from my father-in-law that you need to warn him double and triple times that he should put on tefillin every day. Of course, not Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if he can't do it in the morning, then he should put him on all day until the sunset. In any situation, at least put him on for a short while, even if he has to remove them immediately, to explain to him that this mitzvah has a very special quality for long life and years. As our sages tell us, anybody who puts on tefillin merits long life. So this is not just a matter of religion, only religion. It's only a protection. It's also a protection from danger. And he has to be careful with this without, regardless of where he's standing and his situation is of, as far as his observance of Torah mitzvahs. Still put on the tefillin. Don't matter where you have a Torah mitzvahs when he's at home. Certainly, you will find the proper words for him. And if necessary, why don't you translate this that I wrote in the English. I'm looking forward for the Surah Stones. I mean, this is one of the Hecht brothers who was very active in Bechlal, and he was in Chicago. Not sure this was at that time, but where he was at the time, but all these have also illustrious families, and you know, today, and Shluchim, Rabbonim, all over. And so it's... But you see, already then, you know, the Rebbe came out with a Miftzah Tefillin, a special Tefillin campaign, to see to it that the men put on Tefillin. And but you see that also in the very beginning, we already had several letters from the Rebbe, in which the Rebbe pushes all the time for people to put on the Tefillin with the special qualities. And in this case, sometimes it was soldiers. I'm not sure exactly where the person went or what time, but this is when he's home. But he should make sure. And Rebbe says here clearly that regardless of your level of observance, but the tefillin you should put on, that's something which is, that, you know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes people say, generally, you know, people have the excuse, you know, they say they feel like hypocrites. You know, they do one thing, they don't do the other thing, you know, so they feel. But it's like saying, you know, I'm not going to take all my medicine, so I'm not going to take any medicine, or I'm not going to take all the vitamins, so I'm not going to take, I mean, you can't overdose it on too much mitzvahs, but you got to do whatever you can, you know, every mitzvah you can, and then the mitzvahs have the quality that eventually they drag along. You do one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah, so you do, start with a little bit, and then you go.